Frontier Fighters. Frontier fighters, deathless deeds of those valiant, fearless sons of courage who contributed history-making epochs to the story of the West. The history of Arizona fairly bristles with the adventure of Cohese, the only Indian who successfully defied the authority of the federal government for more than a decade. His was a reign of terror that extended from 1860 to 1872. So terrorized were his victims that their word-of-mouth descriptions of his renegade exploits practically stopped emigration into Arizona. The pioneers in Arizona sent a petition to President Ulysses S. Grant. At the White House in Washington, D.C., President Grant speaks to Major General O.O. Howard.
General Howard, there is only one man in the whole United States who is defying the authority of the federal government.
That renegade Cohese in Arizona.
Yes, the only solution to the problem is to get the Apaches onto a reservation. And that won't be easy. They're proud, suspicious, deadly. They're more than a tribe. They look upon themselves as a nation. And Cohese, an uncrowned king.
He's a scourge, Mr. President.
Well, General, I leave it all in your hands. The only command I have to give you is that Cohese must be captured and banished, or made to recognize the law. I give you full and unreserved authority.
I don't know how long it will take, sir. How much time or money?
That is up to you to determine. However, I don't expect you to return until Arizona is safe for future generations of American immigrants.
I won't fail you, sir.
In this packet are letters...
I'm trying to tell you, they're rigged out in the Sunday go-to meeting clothes to welcome us.
Way to go, sir.
I suppose I've got to be fool enough to do as you say, Duffert.
Tell your men to take off your cartridge belts and throw them on the ground.
You as Captain Duffert says, men.
All right, sir.
Look, look at their arms. Put your hands out in front of you, men. All except the general. You, sir, hold your hands on your chest and look like U.S. Grant might if he was here.
A lot of idiotic tomfoolery with bloodthirsty savages.
Red Whiskers desires General Howard to be taken to his blood brother, Cohese, who will make big talk with him in the name of the White Father in Washington.
Red Whiskers, honored in tribe of Cohese, he keep his word. Now, white men may put on belts with firearms in them.
All will be armed now, but none will shoot. I have spoken.
All among us will be armed, but none will shoot. I have spoken.
All right, General, they lead, you follow. And it won't be very long before you'll be standing face to face with Cohese,
the uncrowned king of Arizona.
Right through here, General, into this lodge. That's Cohese coming to us. He speaks English with a Mexican accent. Been trading among the Mexicans so long.
I still think we're in a trap. We'll never get out of this alive.
General, it's eye to eye with these Injuns. Better start giving him the pride look.
Welcome. Welcome, Red Whiskers, my brother.
Welcome to you, my brother Cohesi.
And a welcome to you, General Howard. Let us sit and smoke a pipe of peace. First, I smoke. To you next, my brother Red Whiskers.
Yeah. And from my lips to the lips of him who speaks with the tongue of the great white father in Washington.
The great white father, General Grant, has sent me to make peace between you and the white people.
Peace is very dear to my heart and the heart of my people.
It is the desire of the white father that all his children of the many tribes move on to reservations. For the Apache, he wishes to establish a reservation on the Rio Grande.
I have been there and I know the land well, but it would break up my tribe to move. Why not give me Apache Pass? Give me that and I will protect all the roads. I will see that nobody's land is taken by the Indians.
That might do, but it would be much better for your tribe to go to Alamosa.
Oh. I must call all my warriors and my chiefs together again. It will be 10 days before I know their will.
I can stay until there is peace between you and me, between my people and your people. I have spoken.
General, I think you put it over and you handled him with dignity and authority.
If I fail in this, then I don't know what will be the future of this great territory. These Redskins have got as many holes as foxes. Take 50 years to blast them out.
Cohesi knows the game will be up someday. I'll get to him tomorrow and tell him if he don't make peace, his people will be the outcasts of all the Indian nations.
They're murderers and renegades now.
But not outcasts. He's proud, this Cohesi.
Proud of what?
General, maybe he's proud of belonging to a people that remind us they happen to be the first Americans.
Ten fateful days finally passed, and Howard once more stood in the presence of Cohesi.
General Howard, I have come to talk peace with you.
It is well.
But there is one condition.
The great white father can make no conditions with his children. They must obey him.
Cohesi makes a condition. It is that my brother Red Whisker shall be Indian agent.
My brother, I don't wish to be Indian agent. I have my own work.
Then there is no peace.
Captain Jeffords, as your senior officer, I must insist that you take the post. I command you.
From you, the Indians will receive just treatment. Do you become Indian agent, my brother?
I'm bent on this territory having a future, too. Suppose it won't, unless there's peace. Don't like the idea of so much work, but I'll take it.
Good.
I give you my honor on these words. Hereafter, the white man and the Indian are to drink of the same water, eat of the same bread, and be at peace forever.
And so peace did come to Arizona, and with it prosperity. And once more the emigrant trains appeared on the Santa Fe Trail, bound for Arizona. Cohesi, true to his word, kept the peace, and his son after him. Thanks to the faith President Grant had in General Howard, and the strange loyalty of Captain Jeffords. And so another chapter closes in the annals of the history of the West. And those brave men, who we are proud to call Frontier Fighters.